Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, my name is Yolanda, and I'm from Australia. I was born with a beautiful flame-like birthmark on my face. Mom told me that God took more time to create me because I was that special. But what confused me was that she always made me cover up my birthmark with makeup. It's just track practice, Mom. Is this really necessary? Yes, honey. It's to protect you from people who stare too much. I went along with what Mom said, and even though I always covered up my birthmark, she made me feel like the most beautiful girl in the world. I loved her to bits, and we had a very strong bond. But sometimes, seeing the kids in school with their fathers made me jealous and curious about mine. Mom, why don't I have a dad? He left us years ago. Why? It doesn't matter. You have me now. Mom avoided the topic of my father like the plague, and one day I found out why in the form of a letter showing that I was adopted. You weren't supposed to see that. See what? Adoption papers saying a Frankie Brentwood is my mom and not you? I am your mom. A piece of paper shouldn't matter. If it didn't, why were you hiding it then? Mom couldn't explain, so I dashed up to my room and shut the doors in anger. Curious, I browsed up my birth mother and discovered she came from a wealthy real estate family in England. There was an old family photo of a man with my birthmark holding a woman. She had a child with my birthmark in her arm, Anastasia. I think that was me and my birth parents. I saw my father's number on the site and immediately called but received no response, so I decided to leave a voicemail. Hello there. I'm Yolanda. Sorry, Anastasia, and I'm your daughter. Mom's knock sounded on the door, interrupting me, and I accidentally sent the voicemail before I could even finish. Honey, please let me in. I wanted to stay angry at her, but I just couldn't. Fine, you can come in. I'm so sorry. I was scared I'd lose you. Her eyes were so sad, and I felt really bad. It's okay. I just wished you didn't hide the letter from me. As I talked to Mom, my phone beeped loudly. It was my father.
Anastasia.
Father? Instead of a response, he breathed loudly, and then the line went dead. That was weird. You called your birth father? Mama's face blanched as she began pacing my room, looking really scared. Her behavior was creeping me out. I didn't mean to call him without letting you know. Listen to me, we don't have time. Pack all your things into a suitcase. Mom left my room in a rush, and I was so confused. Suddenly, I heard the sound of vehicles horning. When I looked out through the window, I found three dark-tinted cars parked in front of the house and some men coming out of it. Mom ran into my room and grabbed my arm. Come on, honey, forget about the bags. Before I could do anything, two men burst through the door and each grabbed me and Mom, but Mom flung out a pepper spray from her bag and sprayed it at her attacker, making him drop her. Then she ran for the windows and before she leapt out, turned around to me and said, "Never trust these people no matter what." Who was this woman? I was placed into the back seat of a car without a single word. I immediately started to struggle with its doors, which to my disappointment were locked. My heart rate spiked as the car began to move. What was happening?
Hey, where are you taking me to?
I yelled at the driver in the front seat, but he simply plugged in his earbuds and ignored me until we reached our destination, which to my shock was the airport. When I got out of the car, I spotted a helicopter and my father climbing out of it. He walked up to me and scrubbed at my face hard, revealing my birthmark, which was identical to the one on his face.
Bless my soul, it's really you in the flesh, Anastasia.
Hey, first, your men treat me like a thief, and now you're hugging me without explaining why you gave me away and never bothered to check on me for years?
I'm sorry about my men. I'll deal with them. Also, I wanted to check on you, but that child thief hid you away from me. She covered your birthmark to make you unrecognizable and changed your name.
Child thief? You liar! I saw the adoption papers.
Believe me, it was a difficult choice. When we were threatened by bad men years ago, your mother and I had no choice but to entrust you to our servants' care. We signed adoption papers just in case, and when we felt safe, we asked for you, but she ran away with you.
That was a lot to take in. I'd stayed with adoptive mom for years, and I didn't know she could do such a thing. How did you finally find me?
I traced your call.
He suddenly grabbed my shoulders and gave me an intense look.
Listen, I want you to promise me that you'll let me know if you ever see that child thief again.
If he was speaking the truth, then it was what Mom deserved.
Come on, I have a lot to show you.
He pulled me towards the helicopter and I followed him quietly, curious to learn about my real background. The next day, we landed at a mansion, and holy smokes, it was big!
Welcome to your home. You can be yourself here. No need for makeup.
Hearing that was a relief. As we walked in, we met a lot of servants and security greeting us as if we were royalty. After passing by everyone, I noticed there wasn't any trace of my birth mom. So, where's Mother?
She traveled out of the country for a while, but she really wanted to see you. Did she ever reach out?
No, sadly.
She will. If she does, let me know.
That was an odd request. She was his wife. Wasn't he supposed to have a clue about her reaching out? Maybe I was overthinking.
Please, show my daughter to her room. She must be tired.
I was shown into a really big room, and even though I could finally be myself here without all the makeup, I felt like a huge part of me was missing. Mom. I missed her, and despite what Father said about her, I wanted to know what her past was like in mansion with the maids.
Hey, how long have you been working here?
20 years.
Great. That means you must have known my mom. Adoptive mom, I mean. She's this tall, has green eyes, dark hair, brown skin.
Never seen anyone like that in the 20 years I've worked here.
No matter how many servants I asked about Mom, they all gave me the same answer. I started becoming a little suspicious about my father's side of the story. So one day when I decided to ask about my birth mom, I instinctively knew that something was wrong with what he told me.
Gee, I wonder where the mistress of the house is.
Ask the master.
The servants avoided the topic of my birth mom like it was fire, and they always stood in corners whispering whenever I wasn't around. I commenced a small investigation around the house, starting with Father's office, which he always locked up, but I had a plan.
Father, good luck at work today.
As I hugged him, I slipped his office keys from his pocket, and he didn't even notice.
Thanks, I guess. I'm in a rush. See you later.
After he left, I made sure the hallway was clear before I opened the door to his office and slipped inside. I snooped around and found the most shocking, unexpected thing. Old pictures of my birth mom and adoptive mom. Mom had been right.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I couldn't trust Father. He was hiding stuff away from me just like her. Right now, I was the only one I could trust. As I stared at the photos, an arrow whizzed past my ear. Then a ninja jumped in through the open windows and pinned me to the ground.
You're not Williams Brentwood.
Nice observation, Sherlock. Get off me. As I struggled with the ninja on top of me, another jumped in and picked him off me. I watched with fear as they engaged in a fight before one of them dropped down, a needle poking his hip. OMG, did you kill him?
What? No, I only tranquilized him.
He took off his mask, revealing a really handsome face.
Yolanda, right?
How did you know my name?
Listen, that's not important right now. We don't have much time. That man was here for your father, who's unfortunately gathered a lot of enemies because he's a bad person.
I was so confused. First mom was bad, and now father?
I'm Scott, a private detective. I know you won't believe me, but your mom's employed me, and they've been really worried about you.
They're together? Before he could say anything, loud footsteps began to approach the office.
Someone's coming. Give me a minute.
He ran over to a safe in the wall and typed in some numbers. As soon as it opened, he grabbed the papers and envelopes that were inside, and suddenly, a loud alarm began to sound. I'm not going anywhere with you. I don't even know you.
If you want to see your moms, come with me.
I'd give anything to see them, so when Scott jumped over the window, I decided to trust my guts and follow him. There was more to this I still needed to understand. We ran far away from the mansion and found ourselves in a bunker after a few hours. When Scott wasn't watching, I grabbed a tranquilizer from his bag and sneaked up behind him. Do not move or I'll tranquilize you and take you to my father. I'm tired of being lied to and kept in the dark, and I need answers to my questions.
Everything I said is true.
What were those papers you stole from the safe?
Architect blueprints, belonging to your adoptive mother.
I don't understand.
She worked as a property developer for your dad's real estate firm years ago. And when she landed a billion-dollar job to design a hotel, he stole it all from her. Her blueprints, everything.
I had no idea Mom had been an architect. She never discussed her job with me, but what does all this have to do with me?
Your birth mom and adoptive mom were close friends. They planned to sue your dad, but he found out. They had to go into hiding. Your birth mom gave you to your adoptive mom, making it harder for your dad to find you. If he did, he'd use you to lure her out of hiding.
All the information was hard to process. My entire life felt like one lie after another. I'm sorry about threatening you.
No hard feelings. You deserve to know the truth. You should rest. Tomorrow you'll meet your moms, and they'll tell you everything.
I slumped onto the bed and drifted into a long, uncomfortable sleep. I couldn't tell what more discoveries awaited me the next day, but I was looking forward to them. The next morning, I woke up to the most unexpected news.
After what happened last night, your father marked us as wanted criminals. It's all over the news.
Jeez, we even had a bounty of $10,000 on our heads for details of our whereabouts. I couldn't believe my father. He was such a monster.
Switch off your phone immediately. He might call you to track us.
What should we do now?
We'll sneak out tonight, in disguises.
Scott and I dressed up in perfect disguises later that night. He looked lovely as a girl, but the dress was so ridiculous on him that I nearly burst out laughing.
Never breathe a word of this to anybody.
We got on a train from London to Paris, and in a few hours, we were at our destination, my mom's house. When the door cracked open, I realized how nervous I was to see them. OMG, baby, you're back! I missed you so much! I've missed you too, Mom. As soon as I finished hugging Mom, I faced my birth mom, and she looked so happy to see me. Anastasia, you're so grown, my baby girl. I don't know if you can ever forgive me. There's nothing to forgive, Mom. You were only trying to protect me from Father. Yes, sweet girl, I was. He's a monster. Then why did you marry him? Because of a business deal he had with my parents. I never loved him. I loved her. Holy freaking meatballs! My two moms were dating! When I worked for him, he scammed me, and we realized what he was up to. We threatened to report his crimes, which drove him crazy. We had to go into hiding. I'm really sorry you went through that, Moms. It's fine. We had each other. I kept you in my girlfriend's care because you'd be safer with her. It was dangerous for us all to stay together, and your dad would never suspect you were with her. I'm sorry I made you hide your birthmark. It's really beautiful. I just didn't want your dad to ever find us. I don't care. I'm just happy to have you two as my moms.
We still have to look at this.
That's all my hard work he stole away. And the piece of evidence we need to finally land him in jail, honey. We relocated into the house and hatched a plan to land Dad in jail. I'll go to the cops with the evidence tomorrow while you two stay here and remain safe, okay?
Hey, what about me?
You've done too much for us already.
Not enough, apparently. Your father deserves jail, and you need a partner to watch your back, just in case.
Seeing the seriousness on Scott's face made me feel butterflies in my belly. It was a new feeling I couldn't understand, but I think I was starting to grow a crush on him. Fine, you can come. Do we still need a disguise?
Nope. I don't think we're wanted criminals in Paris.
If only we knew how wrong we were. We got to the station the next morning, and while speaking to the clerk, Scott and I found posters of our faces in the bulletin board.
Just wait here. I'll get the superintendent.
As soon as the officer left, we turned around and ran like our lives depended on it. It was time to turn to a second plan, a lawsuit. My mom sued Father, and during the hearing, a lot of people my dad stole from showed up as witnesses because of my mom's courage. The court considered all the evidence against him and finally reached a decision.
Williams Brentwood, you have been found guilty of fraud, theft, and abuse of authority.
The news about my father's arrest spread like wildfire, and his assets were shared amongst.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All his victims, my birth mom got his mansion, and my adoptive mom received the proceeds from the hotel he used her blueprint for. Together, we all moved into the mansion, and it was the best thing ever. But something was missing. Scott. Ever since my father's arrest, he suddenly disappeared. But one day, while I was dressing up in my room, an arrow whizzed past my ear. Whoever you are, show yourself. A ninja jumped in and I almost kicked him, but then he took his mask off and my face lit up.
Missed me?
So much. Why did you leave without saying anything?
I was scared to face my feelings, but for months, I couldn't stop thinking about you. I like you, Yolanda.
Even without makeup?
You're the most beautiful person inside and out. I've never met anyone as brave as you are.
Geez, me too. Come here. I learned a little more about myself during my discoveries. There's nothing more beautiful than confidence. Smile, shine, and keep your head up.